ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 3 द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा 27 मृत्युवा लभित पलायन मर्त्यो मृत्युव्यालभूभित पलायन लोकान् सर्वान् निर्भयं नाधगच्छत् लोकान् सर्वान् निर्भयं नाध्यगच्छ। त्वत्पादाब्जं प्राप्य ईदृच्छयाद्य त्वत्पादाब्जं प्राप्य ईदृच्छयाद्य सुस्थ सते मृत मृत्युरस्मात् अपैति सुस्थ सते मृत्युरस्मात् अपैति। मर्त्या द लिविंग एंटिटीज वर्ष्य टू डाई। मृत्यु व्यालाभीता afraid of the serpent of death, palayan, running, as soon as a serpent is seen, everyone runs away, fearing immediate death, lokan, to the different planets, sarvan, all, Nirvayam, fearlessness, Nadhyagacha, do not obtain, Tvatpadabjam, of your lotus feet, Prapya, obtaining the shelter, Yadruchaya, by chance, by the mercy of your lordship and your representative, the spiritual master, Guru Krupa, Krishna Krupa, Adya presently, Sustha being undisturbed and mentally composed, Sate are sleeping. Mrityuho, death. Asmat, from those persons. Apayite, flees. translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. His Holiness Radharaman Maharaj ki. No one in this material world has become free from the four principles of birth, death, old age and disease, even by fleeing to various planets. But now that you have appeared, my Lord, death is fleeing in fear of you, and the living entities, having obtained shelter at your lotus feet by your mercy, are sleeping in full mental peace. Please repeat. No one in this material world has become free from the four principles, birth, death, old age and disease, even by fleeing to various planets. But now that you have appeared, my Lord, death is fleeing in fear of you, and the living entities, having obtained shelter at your lotus feet by your mercy, are sleeping in full mental peace. Purport. There are different categories of living entities, but everyone is afraid of death. The highest aim of karmis is to be promoted to the higher heavenly planets, where the duration of life is very long. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.17, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyat Brahmano Viduhu. One day of Brahma equals 1,000 yugas, and each yuga consists of 4.3 million years. Similarly, Brahma has a night of 1,000 times 4.3 million years. In this way, we may calculate Brahma's month and year, but even Brahma, who lives for millions of years, the Prarabdha Kala, also must die. According to Vedic Shastra, the inhabitants of higher planetary systems live for 10,000 years. Just as Brahma's day is calculated to equal 4.3 billion of our years, one day in higher planetary systems equals 6 of our months. Karmis therefore try for promotion to the higher planetary system, but this cannot free them from death. In this material world, everyone from Brahma to insignificant ant must die. Therefore, this world is called Martyaloka. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8.16, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartina Arjuna. As long as one is within this material world, either on Brahma Loka or any other Loka within this universe, one must undergo the Kala Chakra of one life after another. Bhutva, Bhutva, Praliyate. But if one returns to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yad gatva na nivartante, one need not re-enter the limits of time. Therefore, devotees who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Supreme Lord can sleep very peacefully with this assurance from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Tektva deham punarjanma naiti. After giving up the present body, a devotee who has understood Krishna as he is need not return to this material world. The constitutional position for the living entity is eternity, न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे नित्यो शाश्वतो अयम. एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी इज इटर्नल, बट बिकॉज ऑफ हैविंग फॉलन इन टू दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड वन वंडर्स विद इन दिस यूनिवर्स कंटिन्यूअली चेंजिंग फ्रॉम वन बॉडी टू अनदर. चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज ब्रह्मांड भ्रमित कौन भाग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण प्रसाद पाए भक्ति लता बीज. एवरीवन इज वंडरिंग अप एंड डाउन विद इन दिस यूनिवर्स, बट वन हु इज सफिशियंटली फॉर्चुनेट कम्स इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस बाय द मर्सी ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड टेक्स टू द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. Then one is assured of eternal life with no fear of death. When Krishna appears, everyone is freed from fear of death. Yet Devaki felt, we are still afraid of Kamsa, although you have appeared as our son. She was more or less bewildered as to why this should be so, and she appealed to the Lord to free her and Vasudeva from this fear. In this connection, it may be noted that the moon is one of the heavenly planets. From the Vedic literature, we understand that one who goes to the moon receives a life with a duration of 10,000 years in which to enjoy the fruits of pious activities. If our so-called scientists are going to the moon, why should they come back here? We must conclude without a doubt that they have never gone to the moon. To go to the moon, one must have the qualification of pious activities. Then one may go there and leave. If one has gone to the moon, why should he return to this planet where life is of very short duration? Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. थैंक यू डियर डिवोटीज, दिस मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम, दिस इज कैंटो 10, द Samam Vanam of entire Bhagavatam. And this chapter title is The Birth of Lord Krishna. And it says, this is a prayer to Krishna. And in this prayer it is said, no one in this material world has become free from the four principles of birth and death. So when Krishna appears, Krishna is there. Krishna is already there within our heart. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto. He is there within our heart. He is there within every atom. In fact, without Krishna, nothing exists. Like we see this kartal. The moment Krishna withdraws, this will become unmanifest. So that's why Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta says, nothing exists except Krishna. Okay? This flower looks so beautiful. Its beauty will vanish the moment Krishna withdraws himself from every atom of it. It will become unmanifest. So like that, when Krishna, because Krishna is present, that's why world is existing. There is a common misconception among even devotees that there is a world outside me. In 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, where Vasudev is asking, this incident happened when for solar eclipse, all the Brajavasis and Dwarakavasis and Hastinapurvasis and sages from this world and outer world, all of them, they assembled in Kurukshetra. Normally, in solar eclipse, people go to Kurukshetra, but you know, normally the sages from upper planetary system won't come, but they had an opportunity to have an audience with Krishna, so everybody has come. And there Naraji also there, and sages are asking this question. Vasudev, while greeting the sages, asking this question, please tell me about the absolute truth. And Naraji was there and is feeling very embarrassed. How could Vasudev, whose son is absolute truth himself, could ask this, such a question? Okay. But there is very nicely the sages are explaining that the so-called world that we are imagining is all within us. It is an imagination that something is existing outside me. Only one thing is existing, that is Krishna. So this is a very, very tough subject to internalize and digest. The world, like something, somebody, I say, this is existing, this is existing. This house is existing. No. Everything, what exists or not exists, is an experience for me only. So for an individual, the only thing that exists is my experience. Nothing else. Just like, what is the temperature of my body? You take a thermometer and you contemplate what is the temperature. Right? The thermometer tells me what is the temperature. So, the world, the way it operates, it looks, there is an external law, there is a thermometer. Temperature is my body temperature, right? But I take a thermometer and observe it using, looks like an external object, and using that I look at my temperature. And that, when this kind of activity, this kind of living style has made us to think there is a world outside me and I am proprietor of this world. Jiva is so insignificant, it owns nothing except its own experience. And that experience is given by Krishna to Jiva. Krishna only gives me the experience. It gives me experience through Maya or directly or through Super Soul. But everything is revealed. Material experience or spiritual experience, both are revealed. Same event, different persons, you will have different experiences. Right? Among all experiences, one experience that makes all of us unstable is that experience of fear. when Brahma Bimohan Lila happened, Brahmaji is praying to Krishna and is giving a very nice example. Example is that of a rope and snake. Because we fear snake, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Samsundar, Sri Sri Gaunitai Ki. So, rope and snake. We all have naturally the fear for the rope, snake. Nobody fears a rope. Nobody fears the rope. But everybody fears snake. Why? This is there also in the purport. This is there in the verse itself. We all fear snake like Kala in the form of death. And what is this fear? Snake and rope. Because we know snake, although it knows, or it doesn't know, I don't know. I have not studied snake, how they perceive the world. But they are, because they are envious, they go and bite a human being. And everybody knows, if you have a snake bite, you are going to die. Right? So there is a fear. Although from the snake's perspective, he doesn't know, because wherever snake bites someone, snake is finally killed. But he doesn't worry. Snake doesn't care. Okay? But from our perspective, we have a fear. If I'll be bitten by the snake, I'll be finished. And while walking, I don't know how many of you have done this, but to me it has happened. Even while walking little in the dark on the cycle, I suddenly see something lying and appears like it is a snake. Immediately you become alert. Until you realize, oh, that's a stick, that's a rope. So, Brahmaji is explaining there, rope is actually the lotus feet of Krishna. Reality. Snake, any other experience, so-called good or bad, they will only bring in anxiety, fear. Any other experience other than the experience of the Absolute Truth. Absolute Truth is experienced not only in one way. Absolute Truth expresses Himself in unlimited ways. So, every devotee, every seeker of Truth, everyone, whoever has contemplated on Absolute Truth, they have seen this Absolute Truth in so many ways. Ultimately, Absolute Truth manifesting to a perfected devotee as in one of the relationships, whether as a friend, as a master, as a lover, as a parent, as a father, like that. Right? But that Absolute Truth has many expressions within this material world when we want to contemplate on it. So, now let us look at little. So, what is being? Because Krishna has appeared. So, if Krishna has appeared, there is all auspiciousness. Everybody feels happy. Just like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, everybody was happy. It appeared suddenly, the happiness. That's what I was telling. All our experience are revealed. So when Krishna appears, everybody experiences an internal happiness. That happiness you cannot explain using, like now suppose you eat a rasagulla, you have a certain happiness. Okay? But same rasagulla, suppose you have a disorder, stomach disorder, will not give you happiness. So that's why the kind of happiness that we have gone through, And the happiness that everybody experienced when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip in the lunar eclipse was completely different. Okay? Brahmanu Sukha. Prabhupada says that in the human form of life, we must search for Brahmanu Sukha. Brahma Sukha. Spiritual pleasure, not material pleasure. Spiritual pleasure must be seeked after. We are all naturally pleasure seeker. But if we artificially curve our pleasure seeking propensity, then that would become a repression. So we must seek pleasure in connection to Krishna. And that is what is all about Krishna conscious movement. How to seek pleasure in connection to Krishna. Okay? So, eating, mating, sleeping and defending. This is all, this is what? Kshara sarvani bhutani. We are all are going to die. Kshara will be destroyed one day, for sure. Like Prabhupada is saying, even Brahma lives for 311 trillion, 40 billion years, but he will die. And you may say, oh, he is living for such a long period. No. From his experience, he is only living for 100 years only. From our experience, we live for 100 years. Time scale, the experiential time in every jiva, there are 8.4 million species, and every jiva has a different time scale of experience. And hence, everybody in their scale of experience lives the same period. This is a natural beauty. Nobody lives more or less. From the experiential time concept, subjective concept, it is all same. Objective perspective, it becomes relative. We live for 100 years here. And Brahma lives 311, 40 billion years. And some higher planetary system, this is 100,000 celestial years, Prabhupada says, and one celestial year, one day is 360 days. So 360 into 10,000 years. So that many years, if one goes to the moon planet, he would live for that many years. Okay, of course, those who go from here, it is not certain that you will live that many years, because you go by your account, spiritual piety, material piety, and that piety may give you, you know, a visa for 1 year, one celestial year there, or 100 celestial year there. Based on your piety, you will go there. But everybody has to come back. Abrahma bhuvana aloko punaravartina arjuna mam upetya tu kaunteya punarjanma na vidyate. Okay. Prabhupada also quotes this verse. Okay. And if you look at Krishna has made it very clear. Made it very clear. Everybody, you know, as a devotee, just like you see here, Devaki, Mother Devaki is saying, I know you are, you give us fearlessness, right? You have now appeared, fear is gone, but still we have fear for you. So this is not a material state. Devaki is naturally, you know, this we cannot explain. I may try to describe, but I cannot explain to you how Devaki had that anxiety within her that Kamsa may do some harm to Krishna. In a scientific term, she understands Krishna cannot be harmed. But her love for Krishna as a mother is so intense, she fears. She fears that Kamsa can do some harm to Krishna. Right? So this is a very, very highly spiritually, a spiritual topic that is very difficult to internalize, digest, as well as describe. Because we are still situated in material space. Right? Like, utkramantam sthitam vāpi bhunjānam vāgunānitam vimudānānu pashyanti ātma chakshusa, ajñāna chakshusa. So, utkramantam, this body is given, body has to be given up. The day I got a body, I must know that I have to give this body. But how many of us really contemplate that how I must give this body? We don't contemplate. Rather, we try to embrace more and more of ignorance. Already, I have inherited the sum total of ignorance in the form of this material body. But unfortunately, in this material world, after getting this body, which is the absolute embodiment of grossest form of ignorance, I still want to add to this ignorant body more and more ignorance. This is the greatest danger of this human civilization. In other yugas, people were well informed. They were very well informed that I have inherited a body of ignorance and my job is to how to give up this body of ignorance. How I can become free from this body of ignorance. This is the normal contemplation. Utkramantam sthitam va api bhunjanam va gunanitam. How we are being influenced by three modes of material nature and how, you know, we are thinking that we are enjoying, although we are not enjoying. Right? So, bhimura nanu pashyanti. Those who are fools, they can never understand it. But, pashyanti jnana chakshusa. We need the shelter of Guru, shelter of Shastra like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, shelter of sadhus to be able to see it. Just like Jagannath Swami, Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume. We need Krishna's guidance. We need the guidance of the super soul. We need the guidance of self-realized souls to see things in their perspective. This ignorance is very dangerous. Why? Because even Lord Kapila in third canto speaks to her mother, his mother, saying, it is due to my fear Indra sends forth the rain. It is due to fear of me sun moves in his Kala Chakra. Right? Rotates and moves around the Saura Mandala, solar system. It is because due to fear of me, the wind god makes the movement of the air, and goes on. That is, in this material world, only thing that can alert someone is only fear. Fear of survival. We see every day, people get up early morning and do very hard work. Prabhupada once giving the lecture in London, and he was telling, because those days, it probably, you know, people were flying every day, you know. Maybe London to Manchester, London to wherever, Paris, just to do work, go to work, right? Every day they go, hundreds of kilometers. And nowadays in Indian cities, you know, if you are in Mumbai, Delhi, you become a software engineer and you spend 2 hours just in driving to your place. And again, returning back another 2 hours, 3 hours, right? And we are wasting our time. It's very clear that. So this survival. We think, unless I work hard, I will not be able to maintain myself. The fear that I cannot feed myself 2 chapatis makes me work hard. And Prabhupada tells, an elephant eats 250 kilos of food every day, and he doesn't do any research, he doesn't do any hard work. But just to feed our belly 2 chapatis, we work so hard. What is the necessity of working so hard in human form of life just to feed your belly? Krishna has made so much of arrangement. So much of arrangement. In my childhood days, when I was studying in Ravensaw College, I used to go from Cuttack to Navarangpur by a bus. And when I used to go via Ganjam, Bharampur, then Raigada, Gunpur, I used to see, because this is the summer time, and the 2 sides of the road are decorated with beautiful fruit trees. And those days, I used to see those jackfruit trees. And these jackfruit trees are filled with jackfruits. Recently also, when COVID happened and there was a lockdown, my 2 daughters were stranded in Visakhapatnam. So almost 1.5 months, there is nothing. And finally, I have to take a permission from the collector of Kanpur. And then I went to Visakhapatnam. So when I went to Visakhapatnam, on the road, when we are returning, we returned to this Koraput. And there are so many jackfruits. I saw one huge truckload of dry jackfruit. 1 jackfruit is 10 rupees. Big jackfruit. 10 rupees. Just 10 rupees. And this, you know, the driver, and I purchased 5. He said, "Sir, I also want to take." So I took another 5. 10 big jackfruit we put. Just 50 rupees. But nowadays, you see, because we have become so ignorant, our jungles don't have fruit trees. For last so many days, I'm in Uttarakhand. I'm going all, and they're growing so many trees, and none of these trees are fruit trees. By Krishna's arrangement, Krishna has given us sufficiently, naturally we can lead such a happy life. But we have made our life so, you see, what will happen to monkeys? What will happen to other jungle habitats? If we would have put all these fruit trees, nice fruit trees, mango trees, jackfruit trees, guava trees, then these monkeys would have been happy there. The other like deers and others, they would have been happy. Now they would invade your cities because they don't get anything in this, in their own habitat. That was our responsibility. But I digress a little bit from our real discussion. What I was telling is, just to feed our belly, we are so frightened, we have to work hard as a software engineer. Or in some corporates. Just to feed, which is easily available, which should be easily available by Krishna's arrangement. So, the fear among eating, mating, sleeping and defending. Defending is the ultimate. Okay? When there is a threat to your existence, then you forget eating, you forget sleeping, you forget mating. I remember, I don't know whether my mother is here, she would remember, we were small kids and you know, my father was working in a very remote place in Koraput, and we had a rented house, and these are all thatched house. And every day in the middle of the night, a snake would come. And this is a cobra. And it will do its normal hissing sound. And my father, my mother, they will wake up us. And holding us in their arm, they would be, because those days no electricity, nothing. Using lantern, they will be looking all around. Where is this snake? No sleep. And I still remember that one day my father was not there, he has gone somewhere, and my mother is alone, and this snake was doing, and we are not our, we are small kids, and my mother started crying with three of us, and then the neighbors, they heard, and one of them, they came with their flashlight, they looked around, they could not find. Then one of them went to the colony and informed. Then one of my father's colleague came with this big stick, and searched. And they searched all around. And ours is a very small house, but they could not find. But suddenly in the intermediate, they are hearing this hissing sound of the snake. Everybody is frightened. And this compounder, he finally said, "Don't worry, you sleep blissfully, nothing will happen." And then he was about to leave, and the outlet of the house, he saw the snake is landing down to go away, because he is afraid now, there is some danger to him. And this person, this big thing, no, he gave him 3-4 biting, and the snake is dead. You lose everything when there is a threat to your existence, right? And still we are attached to this body. This very ignorant, because by nature soul should not be subjected to fear. When I am situated in myself, if I am self-situated, there should not be any fear. But I am suffering from fear. As a devotee also, right? Two devotees, you send them to start a center, right? Preaching center or a temple. And suddenly you see there is a fight among them. Why? Because one's authority or sphere of influence is being encroached by another person. Something happens. Some fear takes place. And then there is fighting. There is quibbling. Because we are situated in three mode. If we are situated in three mode, we will be subjected to this fear. And let me read it again here. What is saying? My Lord, death is fleeing in fear of you, and the living entities, having obtained shelter at your lotus feet by your mercy, are sleeping in full mental peace. Mental peace. Like in Bhagavatam 9th canto, it is said, no? Lord Ram's kingdom. Those who didn't want to die, they didn't die. Those who didn't want disease, they were not diseased. Those who didn't want the old days, they were not subjected to the old days. So this is the nature of the absolute truth. When we talk about absolute truth, we think absolute truth is something external to us. This is the biggest mistake. The very idea there is an external world is absolutely a biggest ignorance. That is why I want to possess a house, possess a car, possess following, possess the power. Because there is a very ignorant misconception that has crept within me that there is something external to me and I must lord over it. Krishna includes everything. Brahmaji is saying, O Krishna, to Mother Yashoda, you showed that the universe is within you. But now you showed me trillions of universe are also outside of you. That's what happened now. In front of Brahma, Krishna expanded all his cowherd boys and calves into as many Narayana forms. Each Narayana form is being worshipped by Brahma, Shiva, 33 principal demigods, their assistants, Vedas, Upanishads. Everybody is offering obeisances. And then he saw each of these Narayanas are ultimately the presiding deity of each universe. And that's what Brahma saw. That means this is a revelation. If you try to imagine, oh, how did Brahma see? Did he use a Hubble telescope? Or did he use, atomic force microscope? This is nonsense. Same Krishna can reveal to you everything. 4.29.69 verse, Narada is telling to Prachina Varishat that when one is situated in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna can reveal to such a person past, present and future. At once. So, for Krishna to reveal, it doesn't make any time. He is there within us. He can make us fearless within no time. But because we are attached to our ignorance so much, He doesn't reveal. He doesn't give us fearlessness. We all want to be fearless. Hiranyakashipu wanted to be fearless. Kamsa wanted to be fearless. But they all lived a life of fear. Life of anxiety. Only devotees like Ambarisha. He has been cursed. Ambarisha has been cursed by Durvasa. I don't think that anybody who doesn't fear Durvasa. But Ambarisha is completely fearless. Forget about Ambarisha. He is a pure devotee, great devotee. Chitraketu. He was cursed by Mother Parvati. You become a demon. And Chitraketu was not at all afraid. He went in front of Parvati. He got down from his chariot because he made a joke. He made a small joke to Lord Shiva. Oh Shiva, oh Lord, please have some sanity in front of so many exalted Paramahansas. Why do you allow Mother Parvati to sit on your lap? And Parvati didn't take it lightly, cursed, and see, he got down from the plane and said, Maya, Mother, I accept your curse without any resentment. And he becomes a Vritrasura. I was reading, I wanted to discuss that, but it's already 9 o'clock. You know, the Vritrasura is fighting with Indra. Indra has satisfied Dadichi. You know, he has taken his haddi, bone, and made the weapon to kill Vritrasura. Vritrasura knows that Indra has the weapon to kill him. But still, Vritrasura fights with Indra. So much so, Indra's thunderbolt falls from his own hand. And immediately, Indra, who knows that he has the weapon to kill Vritrasura, he is frightened. He is thinking he is going to die. And Vritrasura, who knows that he will be killed by Indra, he has the right weapon to kill him, he is unafraid. He is telling Indra, please pick up your thunderbolt. I know you will kill me, but you cannot kill me. I am beyond this body. This is all, this so-called manifestation, this material world, is all hallucination. Indra, you are thinking you will kill me? You cannot kill me. Very beautiful way. And Indra actually understands that. He praises Vritrasura. In fact, this whole encounter between Indra and Vritrasura tells us what is reality and what is hallucination. We are all living in hallucination. We are all living in ignorance. Ignorance causes fear. If we embrace Krishna consciousness, fear will vanish. Only Krishna can instill fearlessness within our heart. We must embrace Him. Embrace Him in the form of devotee association, in the form of devotional service, in the form of the shelter of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. I had brought so many things, I could not speak. But it's already time. Thank you very much for paying attention. Radharaman Maharaj, please forgive me. I am an ignorant idiot. Might have spoken many wrong things. Please forgive me. And if you have any question, comment, please tell me. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Give him the microphone. There is no microphone? Okay, ab bol dijiye.
You were speaking about the fear. Everybody is having fear. When Krishna wants, he will remove our fear in no time. So for that, what we have to do so that he will remove our fear?
Very good. Very good question. Paschanti jnana chakshusa. Only our adherence to Shastra. We must be fixed in Shastra. That is why our acharyas has defined Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari based on their faith in Shastra. How strictly we understand Shastra, how much faith we put in Shastric revelation, that is all. Okay? How well versed I am with the Shastra. Right? Everything is there in the pages of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Right? Krishna, how many times he has assured Arjuna that Maam upetya tu kauntaya punarjanma na vidyate. Maam evaishyasi asamsaya. Again and again Krishna is assuring. If Krishna has assured and still we doubt, that means we are not really Krishna conscious. You have not really surrendered. Okay? So, yeah, this is only our adherence to the Shastra, Guru and Sadhu. We should always remain under the shelter of Sadhus. That is. Yeah.
Is there something called healthy fear? Sometimes you also hear that devotees should also have some fear.
Yeah, fear for Maya. Fear for ignorance. That is what in the beginning I said. The moment we are born, we are already born with ignorance. This body is the manifestation of ignorance. And that should cause the fear that how this ignorance should not trap me. Like in Bhagavad Gita, always it says that we the soul should become the observer. I should become neutral. What is neutral? That I become freed from all bodily designations. So when I separate myself from all bodily designation, I become an observer. So by becoming observer, I slash all layers of ignorance by Jnana Chakshu. We are not observer. This is the problem. We don't do Atmanusilanam, Atma Samikhya, Atma Chintana. These are always missing. And because of that, we are not observer. Best observer becomes the best devotee. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radha Samsundar, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bo.